thousand shoes tonight, 10,000 people waiting for me. I can hear them outside. From the curtain I sit behind, the drums kick in, the lights go down. My heartbeat drowns out the sound. The hands go up, I sing my song.
Shoes. about to leave. She said it never felt so right. As the time went by, I was off in the night. She said I don't cry, tonight I cried twice. The thought of you not by my side, and I find with you I'm the emotional type. Hold on to me, we can hold on for life. Well, tell me how you feel when I say this. Our destination is placeless. I never understood what it meant when I said the three words that some people dread. That's about as real as it gets. I never hold back on my love and intent. I finally figured out what it meant. Now there's a spark in my heart times ten. Every day, 8 days a week was a song that I play. 8 times for me and 8 times for the sake. 8 times for love and 8 times for the way that I can remember those days. You and every minute wasn't all so strange. See you in the spring when the patience pays. I'm struggling but hustling and loving it always. Yeah, yeah. I wrote to her 85 times. Sometimes for her but sometimes for mine. Simple collection of lines. Sometimes I find the way up in a rhyme. I woke up one morning to find it was her first name on a billboard sign. I smiled and said, damn, what a trip. It was just yesterday I had a kiss for her lips. Usually I don't make much of this. Signs to signs, it doesn't change it a bit. I choose to stay calm in my sleep. Seeing the prize on April 19th. That was then, now it's down to a week. The longest 7 days of my life, so to speak. Last sip of my tea, so sweet. In my head, there's the girl I've been dying to see. So every day, 8 days a week was a song that I play. 8 times for me and 8 times for the sake. 8 times for love and 8 times for the way that I can remember those days. You and every minute wasn't all so strange. See you in the spring when the patience pays. I'm struggling, but hustling, man, loving it always.
Funny in my mind, though, I believe I'm fixing to die. Feeling funny in my mind, though, I believe I'm fixing to die. Well, I don't mind dying, but I hate to leave my children crying. I'm walking kind of funny, Lord. I believe I'm fixing to die. Well, I'm walking kind of don't mind dying, but I hate to leave my children crying.
Love. Suicide plum, thought I grew up on it. paper, you fit me better than my favorite sweater. And I know that love is mean and love hurts, but I still remember that day we met in December. Oh baby,
Skid Row.
Big dreams, gangsta, said you had to leave to start your life over. I was like, no, please, stay here. We don't need no money, we can make it all work. But he headed out on Sunday, said he'd come on Monday. I stayed up waiting, anticipating and pacing, but he was chasing.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Loose Lips. I know you guys all missed me from last semester. It's been a while. It's been like, I don't know, what, a month and a half, winter break. Mine was fantastic. I don't care how any of yours was because mine was the best. I went skydiving. I met Justin Bieber. And my dad met Snooki, but my dad said she was a bitch. So doesn't really matter. Anyway, it's great to be back. I missed, you know, being on Loose Lips, DJ Lucky, no big deal. I know everyone missed me as well. Okay, so I'm just going to start off flat out with, you know, celebrity gossip. There's been a lot lately, especially since I haven't been here for, you know, in a while. So first off, I was looking at Perez Hilton and, you know, TMZ all day. First off, I know that Jersey Shore is back. They came back from Italy. They're back at the shore. Everyone's so happy that they're spreading their STDs around New Jersey again. But tomorrow is another episode, right? And there was a clip on Perez about Sammy Sweetheart, you know, the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet, which apparently comes true in this episode because Sammy Sweetheart gets in a fight in the Jersey Shore, well, in the Jersey Shore episode tomorrow, some girl at the bar, you know, if it's not Snooki, it's JWoww. If it's not JWoww, I guess now it's Sammy. I know Ronnie's so proud of her, you know, his little sweetheart getting in a fight. I bet she was completely sober as well. And I'm sure it was over a completely good reason. Anyway, Sammy Sweetheart, watch that tomorrow. I think she beats the girl's ass. I hope she does. So Jersey Shore, what is it, like 8, something like that? I just watch it on online, stuff like that. So big news, I know what everyone is talking about, is Seal and Heidi Klum breaking up. Probably one of the, well, it's the biggest breakup so far this year, even though it's only been, what, like 25 days of this year, which is a bummer because I always thought that they were a adorable couple. They have a cute kid together. I was looking up stuff about them and they were dressing up together on Halloween. Heidi Klum was an apple and a snake. And then Seal was Adam from Adam and Eve. It was adorable. They seemed like they always got along, but I guess the breakup, you know, it had been looming for a while. They weren't happy together. They weren't getting along as well. And they just didn't feel as close as they had always been. It's a bummer, but I guess that means that Heidi Klum is back on the market. So all the men out there I know are super stoked about that. But yeah, very sad breakup. Rihanna, she got another tattoo. She got Thug Life, right? Thug Life tattooed on her knuckle fingers or whatever in West Hollywood. I mean, that's got to be what, like the 50th tattoo she's gotten. I'm pretty sure maybe she's gonna get her whole body tatted up, but I feel like all of her tattoos are very small. You know, she's got that kind of random one on her neck, she's got, you know, the ones in between her fingers, but now she got Thug Life. But it's weird, it's not like super dark, it's almost like flesh colored. You'll have to look it up. It's on TMZ. It's everywhere, actually. But yeah, Rihanna, new tattoo, thug life. A little embarrassed for her because I feel like getting thug life on your knuckles is just not okay. Not okay in my books. But she is Rihanna. She makes millions of dollars. She could have me killed instantly. So I'm not going to say anything that would truly upset her. But thug life, come on, let's be real here. Oh, this one had me dying. This next story I'm about to tell you about. Miley Cyrus, I love her. I know people hate her. I don't know why. But so everyone knows that her boyfriend is Liam Hemsworth, who she co-starred with in the last song. Adorable together. I know they've been together for what, like 3 years. So I guess it was his birthday a couple days ago, this past weekend, I'm assuming. And there was a picture of Miley Cyrus with a huge birthday cake that I guess she had made for her boyfriend, Liam. It said, "Happy birthday, Liam," in cursive. And on the cake was just a big, I don't know how to say it. I guess I can just say flat out dick. If that offends anyone, I'm sorry. But I don't know if you want me to say penis, is that, if that's better. But yes, it was on the cake. It was cake shaped. The penis was cake shaped. And she, you know, had her tongue out on it. You have to look up the picture. It's, you know, just look up Miley Cyrus penis. Actually, don't look that up. That might come out really badly. It's probably on TMZ. It is hilarious. I don't know why she would get that for her boyfriend. It's a little weird. I hope the size of the cake is not the actual size of Liam Hemsworth. That would be, but you know, maybe we can ask Miley about that. But everyone has to look up this picture. It is hilarious. It's kind of disturbing in a way too, but it's Miley Cyrus. I love her. I would definitely get that cake for someone. Probably not my boyfriend, because I don't know. I just wouldn't get my boyfriend a penis-shaped cake. That would just be weird. But respect to Miley Cyrus for pulling that off and not caring about the pictures that she was taking with it and all the crap that she's getting from everyone. Next story, Terry Richardson. I don't know. I was talking to people today about Terry Richardson saying, you know, most people don't know who he is. He's a famous photographer. He, you know, he photographs all of these famous celebrities. He did, you know, that famous picture of Megan Fox with the, you know, red background and her cute little black string bikini. He does those kind of pictures. And, you know, he works with Lady Gaga, everyone, you know, everyone famous. And I was looking online, you know, just looking around, looking for some good stories. And there was a picture of him, you know, since he's a photographer, I guess this means that he has to photograph every single thing that he does, including having sex. So there was a picture of him having sex with Juliette Lewis. And if you don't know who Juliette Lewis is, she was in Starsky and Hutch. She was in, I'm pretty sure she was in Anchorman. She's if you look her name up, you'll recognize her. It was a picture of them having sex. It's graphic, yes. It's a shock because it's just the most random, you know, couple or whatever they are. And he's very proud of the picture. He put it up everywhere, and you know, everyone's saying that, oh, it can't be Juliette Lewis, she wouldn't do that, but it looks exactly like her. Look at the picture of them, you know, doing their thing, and then get a picture of Juliette Lewis next to it and tell me they do not look extremely similar. Just go look that up and let me know what you think. Yeah, because I'm pretty convinced that it's Juliette Lewis. If it's not, that's her identical twin. Okay, next, Gossip Girl. I know most people don't watch Gossip Girl because it's so, you know, drawn out, but I still watch it and I still love Gossip Girl. And Blair is getting married to her, you know, prince of wherever he's from. And it's their 100th episode. So it's kind of a big deal. And of course, there's going to be drama. There always is. Blair is probably going to be pregnant with like alien twins. And Serena probably is going to get hit by a bus. Some stuff like that, you know, just casual things. But I believe that is on tomorrow, you know, just go look it up in the TV guide. I don't know. Next, Demi Moore. You know, I really do feel bad for her because she's been through such a hard time with, you know, Ashton Kutcher cheating on her with that skank from San Diego. And she's been having all this problems with drugs and alcohol. And I guess, I know that she was in the hospital last night for having seizure-like symptoms. And it was reported on Perez that she was doing whippets before she was rushed, which is taking like hits of like, what is it? Like canned, like computer cleaner, like sucking it in and you get like a quick high from it. I guess she was, you know, taking hits of that, which is weird, but I believe that she really does have some problems, especially, you know, since Ashton's, you know, gone and she's kind of all alone now. And he kind of left her at a crappy time because I feel like she was already going through this kind of stuff. And then he was like, all right, well, this blonde 15-year-old is hot in San Diego. I'm just going to screw her. And he left Demi Moore by herself. Even though Demi Moore is hot, even though she's getting skinny, she's still hot. It's Demi Moore, for God's sakes. But I really hope that she is okay because it sounds to me like it's pretty hardcore what she's doing and what's happening to her. But last story I have for celebrity gossip. This isn't really celebrity gossip, but I saw this on some random website and I thought it was really funny. The Raven. You know, The Raven, the poem by Edgar Allan Poe. It's becoming a movie. And I thought that was really funny because in ninth grade, I had to memorize The Raven for one of my classes. It was probably the worst. Oh, it was the worst thing I ever had to do. It took me like 8 hours to memorize that poem. And I messed it up and I got a C on my project. And I was so pissed because, I mean, I'm not going to see the movie because I would just be irritated the entire time because I know the whole poem. But I guess John Cusack is starring in that movie, which is also random. But I hope it's good because I like Edgar Allan Poe's work and I hope they don't butcher it, you know, like most Hollywood works are. But yeah, The Raven is becoming a movie. Miley Cyrus is licking penis cakes and Demi Moore is taking whippet hits. That is the end of celebrity gossip. Next up, I have Khalif, who is from Kenya. He is in my radio class. Well, he's in the radio class and he's in here right now and I'm going to interview him. I'm going to talk to him about, you know, just relationship, love stuff, maybe a little sex if he lets me go there. I mean, yeah, never mind. That sounds weird. But stay tuned because that will be up next. This is DJ Lucky on Loose Lips, only on radio.dominican.edu.
sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, no. I get a good feeling. Yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Darkness, fade into darkness. No, we won't fade into darkness.
Welcome back. I know you liked my music. I know Hunter did. Thank you so much, Hunter. Because my show's so much better than yours. Haha, loose lips. All right. Anyway, the tailgate sucks. I have here with me Khalif. He's like the coolest guy ever. We've been talking about reggae for the past, you know, however long those songs were. And I'm basically just going to, well, he's in the radio class. He has a radio show Mondays at 7 in the morning. And he's going to be talking about soccer, not American soccer, because American soccer is wimpy, right?
I wouldn't say wimpy.
It's not wimpy?
It's just different.
It's different.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? Tell me exactly what your show is going to be about. Tell me, you know, give me the lowdown. Go ahead.
Well, my show, it's going to be about football. Like, not American football, like I'm sure you mentioned that. It's going to be about football in other continents, like Europe, Africa, Asia, because, you know, soccer is so big in those continents. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be kind of focusing on the English Premier League, which is kind of very successful and very known all over the world. And,
a lot better than the American League.
A lot better than American
League. A lot better. Yeah, all right. Let's just be honest here. Let's be real. All right. Okay.
Yeah. And then also like Spanish La Liga, which is also, you know, they got the best stars like in football history. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be focusing so much on those. And also like, you know, the Kenyan Premier League, which is also good.
Okay. Yeah. So explain why your show is at 7 in the morning.
My show is 7 in the morning because, like a lot of people who are going to tune in the show, people from my home country, and when it's 7 in the morning here, then there it's kind of evening when people are just like home from work, and also some of my friends that I got from Europe are also gonna be tuned in, so I'm gonna have like a massive base of audience.
Oh, yeah, you're going to bring in all the, like, international audience. It's going to be awesome.
Exactly.
Okay, so explain to me why you're here. I mean, not to sound, you know, like, why the hell are you here? But explain to me why you came here, why you came to Dominican. You know, kind of give us your background. I want to hear about it.
All right. Well, before I came here, I was living in Denmark.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For some years. And then I left Denmark and then went to Sweden.
Wow.
I had my stay there. And then initially I was supposed to go to school in Sweden, but like I wanted to change the environment. So I went back home to Kenya for like several months. And then I was like, well, you know, I've always wanted to come to the United States. So I was like, you know, I might as well check it out and maybe go to
whatever,
school.
Whatever, you know, just like, just get a ride.
Yeah, you know, just come check it out and
just
see how it
goes.
Just
check it out, no big deal.
Yeah, it's so, I mean, so far so good, it's not so bad.
I mean, geez, it sounds like you travel everywhere. I mean, I've only been out of the United States once, and it was when I was 7.
Yeah.
I don't even remember it. But so you just decided randomly, I want to go to San Francisco. I mean, is this where you wanted to come, San Francisco?
San Fran. I got friends from other states that I knew from Kenya before I came here. So I was just looking at my options, and one of my best friend who lives in Tiburon, mm-hmm. You know, it was like, well, I know of a good school and I got a lot of friends who've gone to that school. So you might as well try to apply to that school. And I was like, well, you know, if it's not San Francisco, then I was thinking about going to New York. Mm. And so I was just like, well, you know, let me try that. What my friend had just suggested. So I did apply and they got back to me, fortunately. So I was like, well, you know, looks like that's where I'm going to go. So now I'm here.
You didn't look at L.A.?
No, I didn't look at LA.
No.
Well, I understand the weather there is kind of different, and it's like a lot of smoke. And I didn't really check it out.
Who's been telling you about Southern California, Northern California people, obviously, because I will tell you, not biased at all, but yeah. Southern California is better than Northern California. If anybody argues with me, you are wrong. Southern California is the best.
Well, they kind of told me different. They told me it's a lot of smoke, and if I go there, I'm going to get sick.
Smoke? What are they talking about? What? No, there's no smoke. There's beautiful beaches, there's beautiful women, and there is beautiful weather.
Well, maybe over the summer, I'm going to check it out. You know, it's definitely in my itinerary. I'm going to check it out.
It sounds like everywhere is on your itinerary. I feel like you've, hit up almost every continent already. Okay, so we kind of got a background on you. 7 a.m., on Mondays is when your show is. What's your show name?
Right now I'm still thinking about the name.
Undecided. I haven't nailed it down. Undecided. Yeah. Okay.
But I'm
going to
nail
cool.
it down tomorrow.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, you still have time. It's not going to start for another week or so.
Exactly.
Okay. So I'm just going to, go right into it. And I'm going to start asking you questions about relationships and dating. And girls, and if it gets into it, I might throw in some sex stuff, but you'll never know. All right, so first off, do you like American women?
Honestly, yes, I do.
You do. You can be honest. You can be totally honest with me. I want to hear about it all. What do you like about American women?
What do I like about American women? Mm-hmm. All right. First and foremost, let me just get this out of my chest.
Okay, go ahead.
I think Danish women are the best.
Danish?
Are the best.
Why is that?
Because they are so fine.
They're so fine.
And they're very honest. Uh-huh. And they're very welcoming.
Okay.
And they're just so very friendly. And there is just not a lot of bullshit with them, And I was when I was in Sweden, I also got a chance to mingle with some Swedish girls. Mm-hmm. Oh God, that's one of the finest blonde women you'll ever come across in
you
the world.
You got to mingle.
Yeah, exactly.
Mingle.
So Swedish women are the finest
in parentheses.
Blonde, like you would ever come across. So, but, not to be biased, I also American women are kind of friendly.
I have some friendly.
I got some sweet friends.
But there are some American women out here that are bitches. Yes.
You can say that.
I'll say it. But the good thing is that you are in the best state for women. California girls
are
the best.
Yeah, somebody told me that. They are friendly. They're friendly and all. And I would say that I have come across a bad encounter with any American woman so far.
What happened? Oh, you haven't?
I haven't yet.
Oh.
And I don't want to come across a bad encounter because, I love making friends.
Well, have you ever watched Jersey Shore?
Yeah, two times, I think. I've watched it two times.
That's how people think all American women are. And it's not true.
It's not true. That is a misconception.
Those are Jersey girls or whatever, wherever they're from.
And it's a show, for crying out loud. They just do it for the camera.
They're very trashy. Yeah. But so Danish women are number one?
Danish women. Not number one away from home.
So number
away
one are,
from away from my home. But
number one is
away from home. So number one is Kenya.
Number one is Kenya.
Number one is Kenya. Definitely. Really? That's without a doubt.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Number one is Kenya. Number two is the Danish women.
Yeah.
And then
Swedish.
And then I would
throw in American women.
Oh, we're coming right in last. What?
No beef. I got no beef. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh. Is it just because of the personalities of American women?
Well, it's because I would say so far it's because of who I've interacted with a lot.
Girls from Dominican.
Not girls from Dominican, but the kind of women that I've interacted with a lot from different countries, Denmark and Sweden. I've interacted more than I've interacted with American women.
Okay.
So, I still got my shot to interact more with American women and, see what they're all about.
How long are you going to be here for?
I'm going to be here for 4 years.
4 years. Yes. Okay, you have plenty of time to got
plenty of time,
so interact and, you know, mingle, do exactly. whatever that mingling you want to do. Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah,
I'm not American women, you know, not to be biased, but they are the best. I mean, I've never met Danish women, so yeah. I mean, I'm not a lesbian, so that would be weird. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to ask you. Okay, what is your favorite feature on a woman? Okay, first of all, let me ask you, what do you look at first when you see a girl?
I look at their face.
Their face.
First of all, yeah.
What on their face do you look at?
If they beautiful or not.
Okay, so do you look them in the? Do you look at their eyes? Do you look at their mouth? Do you look at their nose? Do you look at their ears? I mean,
like, you know, I got compound eyes.
Uh huh.
So I just like look at their whole face. I don't look at one specific, you know, like
okay,
the eyes or the nose or, you know,
uh-huh.
like I look at their face. If they look good or they're attractive, then I look at their, you know, like their entire body.
Okay, so for the face, what makes a girl's face attractive?
What makes a girl's face attractive?
Yes.
Let me see. Well, I'm not a makeup kind of guy. I don't like makeup.
No makeup, okay.
I don't, no, not that I hate makeup. I just don't like.
The natural look is more, it's
exactly,
better.
It's more appealing.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. But, you know, a little makeup is also good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess that is kind of relative. Like, who's pretty or who's not? I think everybody was born beautiful.
Aww,
so I don't really like to say somebody's not good looking or, you know, like ugly and all that.
So, I'll say that.
I wouldn't say that. So I don't know. This is just that, you know, inner thing. It's just that, you know, that inner, you know. You might just look at somebody and then you like, you know, they pretty, they good.
So let me ask you this. If there's this girl that you see, she has, you know, acne all over her face. Mm-hmm. She has yellow teeth.
Yeah, you want me to stop you?
She has, you know, greasy hair, but she's the nicest person. She's the coolest girl you've ever met.
Okay.
Would you date her?
I think I would.
You would. So you're a big personality guy.
Let me just say that I tend to kind of get along with people. I don't let other people's facial or physical features get in the way of my relationship with them.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I tend to overlook that.
Okay.
So, you know, look at it this way. You find somebody that's very attractive, very beautiful and all that, and then you kind of date them and then you marry them. But, you know, at the end of it all, it's not going to be about the physical features. You know, it's going to be about whether they can stand you, like how they're going to treat you. So it's all about, it all trickles down to behavior, you know?
I agree. Yeah. Because, I mean, when you're 50 years old, you know, they're going to look a lot differently.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Their personality, I mean, isn't going to change so much.
Exactly.
So and you have to stand them exactly. to marry them.
You're going to have to live with that, or else you're going to be like, you know, one of those people that people are going to gossip about.
You're going to be getting divorced. You're going to be getting divorced.
Yeah.
Okay. So besides the face, or, you know, you can tell me anything on a woman. What's your favorite thing? Physically.
What's physically? I would stick to the face.
The face, really? Wow. That is actually a surprise. I was expecting boobs, ass, you know, something like that.
No, I would stick to the face. That's the most.
Well, if you were to choose between boobs and a butt, boobs or butt?
I would choose butt.
But
yeah,
you look like a butt man.
Oh, come on, man! No, don't stereotype me like that. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I've met more butt guys than boob guys because I ask this question often.
Yeah,
I ask a lot of guys, what do you prefer, boobs or butt.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys say butt, surprisingly, because most girls are like, I need to get a boob job so I can attract guys, blah, 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 blah.
Honestly speaking, like for real, I really don't think there is any particular moment that I would think that I've ever looked at you know, like a woman's boobs and, you know, I can't recall that. And pretty much where I come from.
You've never looked at a girl's boobs?
I've
looked at girls' boobs.
I've looked at it, but not looked at it at like, you know, I think she's pretty because of her boobs. I don't think I've ever done that. I'm like, you know, and particularly where we come from, like Africa wise, like, you know, like a lot, you know how we got some fine ass, you know, women down in Africa.
Really?
And like, you know, like a lot of them are actually, you know, they got their old figure eight thing going on right there. So, and you know, like a lot of them have, you know, like behind. And so most of the African men kind of, you know, like behind more than the front, like the boobs. So it's more like, you know, also like a cultural thing, like, you know.
That makes sense. You know, once you explain it, I got, you know, that makes sense to me now. But so if you met a girl and she had like the nicest butt ever.
Okay.
But her personality sucked. Would you date her?
I would have a fling with her.
You would have a fling with her. That's what I thought you were going to say. Okay. All right. I'm going to save the rest of my questions for after the break. So we're going to go to a break really quick and we're going to come back and I'm going to be asking Khalif more questions. This is DJ Lucky on Loose Lips on radio.dominican.edu.
Favorite movie, a thousand endings, you mean everything to me. I never knew.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay, so Khalif, still with me. I just played some of that, you know, a little dubstep, you know, Borgor kind of stuff for Hunter Horenstein, Team Loose Lips, Tailgate Sucks. So I'm going to keep going with Khalif on this, you know, kind of dating sex talk because it's entertaining. So I was talking to him about Las Vegas. So I want to talk about Las Vegas a little bit since you brought it up. So you plan on going to Las Vegas, correct?
Yes, this coming summer.
Okay. So do you plan on going to like a strip club?
Well,
do you like strip clubs?
Honestly, I haven't gone to one yet.
You've never been to a
strip
club?
No, I've never been to a strip
club. You've never been to a strip club?
No, no.
I've been to a strip club.
Oh, damn. A girl been to... Oh, shit. What did you go to a strip club for?
I just did it for fun. It was fun.
Oh, man. If I went to a strip club and my mom found out, she would whoop my ass. She wouldn't tolerate that, you know?
I went to Las Vegas over winter break.
Okay.
And have you ever...
The past winter break?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Chippendales?
No, no.
It's like a male strip club.
Oh, actually, you know what's funny?
What?
I saw one when I was in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I saw one and I was like, why would I go there? You know, I wouldn't go there.
I mean, I went to a, you know, a women's strip club in San Francisco.
Okay.
But when I was in Las Vegas, I was like, I want to go to the guy strip club.
Okay.
I was like, I want to go.
All right.
And my dad was in Las Vegas. And so I was like, Dad, I don't have any money. You want to pay for my strip club cost?
Holy smokes.
So he paid for it for me.
You just asked him and he said, I will do that.
Yeah. I mean, I told my mom, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go see the Chippendale show. And yeah. Well, I mean, I told her after I saw it and she was like, are you kidding me? And I was like, no, I'm like, I went. And I was like, I'm going to make you go with me. And she was like, I'm never going to that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it was actually really nice.
Okay.
I thought, you know, like guys stripping was going to be kind of weird. I was like, I'd rather see girls strip.
Yeah.
I'm straight, but I, you know, girls stripping is hotter to me than a guy stripping. I just think it's weird.
Okay.
And I saw it and it was actually really hot. I was, you know, there were guys dressed up as cowboys and they were, you know, assless chaps. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, it was nice. I went with my best friend Leah and we enjoyed it very much. But Las Vegas, never been to a strip club. You're going to have to go to one.
I don't know yet. I haven't really, like, you know, put some deep thought into that. But before I do hit one, I'm really going to have to. I don't know. I've actually never really thought about it that much.
You're going to need to get some drinks inside of you.
I don't drink. That's the problem.
You don't drink?
No.
No way.
That's the problem with me because.
Why don't you drink?
I don't drink because the kind of background that, you know, I was brought into. It's, you know, like my mom and dad was so, you know, so manic, so strict and all that, like, you know, it's just school and you know, so ever since then, like, you know, if my mom found out that maybe I would, like, I had had a drink, then she would have flipped out on me, you know. So and like, you know, I really love my mom, like, I love my mom to death, and like, you know, she's that person who's like so special, and like, I don't think anybody will ever come before my mom, you know.
Aww.
Yeah, so I wouldn't want to piss my mom off, you know, like, I would know if I just had one drink, I wouldn't want to give her a heart attack, you know. So I just thought that I've never really done it, and right now I don't think I'll ever do it, because if I would have done it, I would have done it when I was a teenager.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is some. So what are you gonna do in Las Vegas?
What I'm gonna do in Las Vegas, I don't know. I'm just gonna hit the dance floors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just
you're gonna have to go to the
casinos.
You should go to the Palm. The Palm has great parties.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. I want to have a party.
Yeah. Wow. I respect you for that. That's great. Yeah. So are you single?
Am I single? Let's see. Last time I checked, I don't know. I don't know if I'm single.
You
or
don't
if
know.
I'm not. I don't know.
Oh, I want to hear about this. Elaborate. Come on. I want to hear about that. It's Loose Lips. You can talk about anything.
Well, I mean, if I tell you right now that I got a girlfriend, then that wouldn't be right, because I would be lying, kind of. And if I say that I don't have a girlfriend, I don't know if anybody will believe me. So, you know, that is, I'm kind of stuck in between. I don't know if I got one or if I don't.
You know what I'm saying? So who's this girl?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know if there is a girl or not. You know what I'm saying?
So, well, I mean, you're talking about someone, correct?
I'm not talking about anybody in particular.
Nobody in particular?
No. I'm just saying that I'm kind of in between. I can't really say. I don't know if, you know, there is somebody or not, and I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I don't know if you get me. You get what I'm saying?
So let me try and straighten this out a little bit so I can understand it. So there isn't a girl? I mean, okay. A friend. Is it a friend that you're talking about?
I have a lot of friends. If you're talking about friends, I have a lot.
Okay, you have a lot of friends. But exactly. There is a girl that you like?
There is? I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know.
You don't know if you like her?
No, not.
You don't know if there's a girl?
I don't know if there is a girl. That's the thing. At least to my conscience, I don't know if there is somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of.
I don't know if there is some. Yeah.
So you're single.
I don't like calling myself that, but
why? Why don't you like calling yourself single?
Single sucks. You know that it doesn't really suck. It doesn't suck really, but I don't know. I mean,
Single life is nice. The single life is great. Yeah. I mean, whatever. But for all those Dominican girls out there, Khalif is kind of single. I don't know. And as you can tell, he is a very nice guy. He loves his mom, which means that he's automatically a great guy. Okay, so kind of single, kind of not. Got that one down. When was your last serious relationship?
My last serious relationship?
Yes.
Let's see. That was like, what, 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long were you with her?
7 years.
7 years?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh my God. Wow. Wow. Did you guys have sex?
Did we? I don't know if you would call it that. I don't know. I'm the kind of, I don't know why I'm kind of sometimes different.
Uh-huh.
But I can't really say whether we did or not. I'm more like, you know, I respect the kind of understanding and the kind of all the things we did together.
Yeah.
So like I don't
like talking about it.
Talk about it.
Sharing it, yeah.
Sharing it. And you know, but you know, I've heard of people talk about they've had sex and all that. But you know, I don't know if I've
You don't know if you've had sex?
Yeah, but I've heard of people talking about it. So.
So you don't know if you're single and you don't know if you've had sex.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? It sounds crazy, right?
It sounds crazy, but I think I get what's going on here. well, yeah, I mean, I respect you for respecting that, you know, you want to protect, you know, what you guys had, I guess, and protect that. You don't want to talk about anything that did happen between you guys, which is nice. Why did you guys break up? Can I ask that?
Yes, you can. Well, you know, like we was together since when I was in, in eighth grade, mm-hmm. seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it reached a point where like things were kind of so serious.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like my folks were like, you know, they love the girl and everybody, my family, my sisters, my brothers, they love the girl, my friends, everybody. And like I was so, so, so much in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she loved me back, which was good. So, you know, it reached a point where she was like, you know, like I'm trying to get to pursue my goals in life, you know. And in as much as you love somebody, then you should also know what you want in life, you know. Life is not enough to kind of put meals on the table at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you just gotta do what it takes to have a stable family and to have a stable background. And then, like, while you try to juggle the rest of, you know, all that stuff, like love and your girlfriend and all that. So, you know, reached just a point where I was like, you know, well, like, I got a lot of problems. I love you and all that, but also just, you know, like, you gotta respect me for who I am and who I'm trying to be. So, you know, when I moved to, you know, like, you know, like I hop to different countries because of everything that, you know, I've done way back and all that. So she kind of got to a point where she thought that maybe I'm not factoring her so much into my life and mm-hmm. into my plans like, you know, I should.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, somebody else came to the picture, you know.
Mm.
So, you know, like it is what it is.
So when you moved away, someone came into the picture.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys were doing a long distance thing.
Yeah.
And then she was just like one day like, oh, well, there's somebody else.
No.
Or did you find out?
Well, you know, yeah, she called me before. She kind of, you know, she's a nice girl and I respect her and I loved, you know, like we are best of friends right now, you know. So, you know, she had the courtesy of calling and actually explaining to me like what she wants and how she wants it. And I'm like, I respect that. You know, I respect that. I respect women who tell you up front, you know, this is not working out. I want this, I want that, you know, other than going behind your back and doing nasty stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she called me up and then I was like, I respect you and I loved you and I love you so much. And no matter what happens between me and you, I know there's no guy who would like actually, you know, love you the way I did or like treat you the way I did. Mm-hmm. And if there is that guy would, you know, like come across, then I actually wish you the best of luck. And I would really love to be friends with whoever comes, you know, and takes you over, you know? So,
jeez.
Yeah, so, you know, we
you
are best
guys are like, because I know with my ex-boyfriends, I'm like, screw you. I'm like, I hate you. Yeah,
I don't like that. See, I don't like that. I love, like, actually, if you together with somebody, you've shared a lot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when it comes to that particular moment where you're calling it quits, then you got to be respectful about it. You got to respect the bond that you had, you know? So this is just not anybody. This is somebody that you shared a lot with. So you got to have deep respect for them because of all that. So, you know, right now we are friends and I'm friends also with her boyfriend, which is a good thing. We get to hang out when I go back home and all that. So it is what it is. You know, sometimes you got to move on. You know, when it's that time, we had our time and we used it the way we should have. And just, you know, reached that moment where it was a time to move on.
Were you heartbroken? Were you upset?
I was upset, I can't lie. Because, you know, this is, you know, when you really love somebody, then...
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
You know? Yeah, but, you know...
It's 7 years.
Exactly. So...
Wow.
You know, my friends were upset more than I was, you know? Everybody, like, you know, my siblings were upset.
Yeah.
You know, everybody that knew the guy literally was upset. But I was like, you know, dude, you know? There comes a time where you gotta do something that it's, you know, you gotta make up decisions, you know, you don't stagnate at one point, you know. So I was just like, if something is meant to be, it's meant to be, you know. And sometimes you just gotta be strong enough to let something go, you know. If it comes back to you, then you know it was used to begin with. If it doesn't, then you're just like, man, it was never meant to be.
You're so wise. Yeah. I mean... Gee, so what do you, what exactly do you want to do with your life? What is your ultimate goal? If you could do what you wanted to do, what would that be?
I would, right now I'm trying to go into radio and TV.
Cool. Yeah.
And, well, besides that, you know, just, like, I like social stuff, you know, I love
media,
like career that, you know, puts you, you know, together with the mass.
That's
what I love most. So, you know, I definitely see myself going to radio and TV.
So can you ever see yourself living in the United States?
I don't know that for sure. I don't know that for
Still
sure.
Too
because
far away.
I haven't put thought into a lot of things, you know.
Yeah,
like I'm thinking if I do choose to live in the United States, then it will be maybe New York, you know, like I fell in love with New York, you know.
Oh, it's a great city.
Exactly.
Great city.
And if not New York, maybe San Francisco. And if it's not San Francisco, then LA. I'm moving.
LA. Don't let those Northern California people influence you, because I'm telling you, LA is awesome. It's better than up here. I'm telling you.
Well, now that you've said that, if it's not LA, then I'm moving back to London. Did I mention that, you know, I was in London too?
No.
Oh, I had like one of the most wonderful times in London.
Wow.
And like I got a lot of peeps there in London. Uh-huh. So they're like, yo, we want you back, you know? So they want me to go back there to do the radio thing right there.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it's pretty much.
You're making a name for yourself everywhere you go. Exactly. That's how you do it. I mean, you're going to have international fame on the radio.
So, yeah. So if I don't go to London, then I also, you know, like 1 year back, I saw myself buying a place for myself in Denmark. You know, Copenhagen. Jeez. Copenhagen is one of the most beautiful cities in the whole world.
Uh-huh.
And not to beef, but Denmark as a whole is one of the best countries,
uh-huh.
best countries in the whole world. And uh-huh. they got, you know, their capital, or, you know, the economy. Like, they're just so much far. They're just so much up there, you know. When mm-hmm. you're talking about first world,
yeah.
they come fast. And you know, not a lot of countries are like Denmark. So I was thinking about buying a house there too. So,
wow.
You know, like, I'm a global citizen.
You should just have a bunch of houses everywhere. And then, you know, when I come, I can just be like, yo, what up, Khalif? But, okay, well, it's 10 o'clock. So we're done.
All right.
That's the end of the show. So thank you so much for being on my show.
Thank
I will probably have you back on because you're so entertaining. Your show will be on Mondays at 7. I don't know if it's going to come up this week or the next week.
I think the week after next.
The week after next. Yes. So I'll talk about it on my show next week. I'll remind everyone.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks again for being on my show. My next show next Wednesday, 9 to 10. This is DJ Lucky on Loose Lips, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember. Said that we would still be friends, but I'll admit that I was glad.